Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. We want to welcome our Christian radio and television audience all around the nation and the world. Joining me here to encourage you today is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that better?
Hello.
And Steve Kolaszewski.
Hello, sir.
Hello, hello. Man, I see you got the memo. You've got the orange shirt on today.
What happened to you?
I didn't get that memo.
Apparently, I wasn't connected on the memo, so I just went with the off color.
I see that.
But I'm matching the blue trim, so I went with the blue.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm glad you can match that. Don't forget, we are two programs back to back. Of course, you can always find more of VFN TV by going to VFNTV.com. And we have so many ways that you can connect with us, podcasts, apps, the VFN Torch, and so much more. Over 3,000 highlights that go much deeper than what we're able to do on a television program, because you have videos and you have all sorts of pictures and extra helps that could allow you to go deeper. And we encourage you to view them yourselves and also to share with your friends. But on today's program, we're really excited. We're going to be talking about a new movie that is just going to be released. It's a documentary on the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
And we have a trailer for you to see it, and maybe you might want to go watch it. But really interesting as these filmmakers go out to make a spirit-led movie about the Spirit of God. So pretty interesting. We're also going to be talking about the goalie from USA, Tim Howard. Although the United States did not continue in the World Cup, they got eliminated by Belgium in a 2-1 loss. Tim Howard, the hero, if you will, 16 saves, Pat. 16 saves in one game.
Wow.
You're going to find out that the most important thing he wants people to know about him is that he serves Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So we're going to be talking more about him. Also, we're going to talk about what happened in Philadelphia. A woman stands in the gap and says, listen, you're not going to touch a stalker, if you will, was trying to get to a woman who's carrying a baby. And one woman on a bus or a subway steps up and says, mm-mm, not on my watch. And we're going to talk more about that.
Wow.
And we actually have a video for you so you can see what actually took place. But listen, with technology today, if you plan to be a hero, get ready. They're going to take out
Or a criminal.
They're going to take out the camera. You're going to get caught and you're going to be seen. So we're also excited about, Steve, what you're going to be sharing in regards to the purpose of life.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people ask that question. What is this for? Purpose. Why? We're going to answer that question.
Wow. Million-dollar question.
Wait.
Yeah. Interesting.
No pressure. No pressure.
Very, very good. Well, I want us to take a look at this movie. You know, we had a chance to discuss in previous segments about, you know, how there's different mountains in today's society. And one of those mountains is the media and the arts mountain. And, you know, where whoever's on top of those mountains really controls the rest of the mountain. And we believe that believers should be at the top of those mountains, which means that they have influence in what's happening in those respective fields. And the movies that are coming out today, they're coming out, I mean, Christian movies, they really are fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of them are really, really good. They're produced great and have a great story. But there's a new movie about the Holy Spirit, oftentimes, sad to say, ignored, but definitely not denied. And we want you to watch as you're encouraged as these filmmakers go to produce this documentary. Watch this.
The Holy Spirit to me is God's presence here on earth.
We're here filming a Christian documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah?
All over the earth.
Hey, listen, guys. Before you go up in there, like, listen.
Listen, me, Brian and Fieldy and me, we want to pray for you right now as you're going through, regardless of what you believe, okay? If you've never given your life to Jesus, come up here. Do it right now.
I've never been the same since. And I, you know, since I asked Jesus into my heart and into my life, I've never been the same.
I hold that today, speaking generally, there's been a silent divorce in the church between the Word and the Spirit.
Walking with Jesus, filled by the Holy Spirit, is so much better than anything you could do for God. You know, any work, any art. I mean, because you become the art. You become the work.
It's one of my biggest prayers, two prayers, not to ever be offended by anybody ever again the rest of my life, and to be the perfect conduit for what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
As the church just said, okay, God, no more boxes, no more limits, no more we have to control everything. And we just gave God total control. Yeah, it's scary, but I think that's the way that we are meant to live.
This is a movie about risk. I want to take the greatest risk possible as a filmmaker, to make a movie that is completely led by the Holy Spirit. No plan, no safety net. Just show up wherever he leads me, find the adventure, and make God famous.
Holy Ghost. That's the name of the movie, Holy Ghost. It's going to be released, and the trailer is going viral everywhere.
Wow.
So many people are sharing this. And it's encouraging. Listen, it's encouraging. You heard from some folks like the founder of VeggieTales and R.T. Kendall, who's the author of God Meant It for Good, and many others. But I love what Michael W. Smith said. He was actually one of the folks featured here in this movie. He says that one of his prayers is that he wants to be the perfect conduit for what God wants to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do. We need to get out the way and let the Holy Spirit lead us. Not fleshly led, not, you know, soulfully led, but to be led by the Spirit of God, because those are the sons of God.
All right.
And it's just beautiful. See the Holy Spirit do what he does.
Yeah, he also said, which bold prayer, I never want to be offended again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
did you hear
think
that?
About it.
Wow.
Think about it.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And I think about that, I didn't catch who it was, but one of the girls, she had said, okay, what if we as the church just said, okay, God, no more boxes. Whatever you want to do, I just want to go where you lead me and say yes.
Wow.
And she says, it's scary, but I believe that's what we were created for.
Wow.
More Lord.
Wow.
That
wow.
is powerful.
Yeah, I just heard a minister here recently say that God loves him. And this is what he said. He said, I thought this was interesting. I just heard it yesterday. He says, yeah, the Lord told me, he said, God loves me. And he said, he really does. He loves me. And he says, you know why he loves me? He told me. So I was like, oh, what did he tell you? He said, he loves me. He told me, he says, because I make room for him. I make room for him. I don't bring my own agenda. I let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do. And I make room for him. And that's what we need to do. We need to make room for him. I think about Evan Roberts, the great evangelist during the Welsh revival of 1904 or 1905, which, by the way, in reading Rick Joyner's book, The World on Fire, found out that it was the Welsh revival that actually sparked the flames of the Azusa Street revival in 1906, and which was pretty amazing, with William Seymour and all those that really, that revival touched the world as well. So they have a common, you know, bond together. But one of the things that Rick Joyner writes about Evan Roberts and how God could entrust this powerful move of God that not only, you know, shook all of Wales to a 26-year-old young man, was that this young man knew how to fully honor and respect the Holy Spirit. In fact, out of the four tenets that he believed God gave him for a move of God. The second, the third one was to completely obey the Holy Spirit in everything he tells you to do. And so the Spirit of God is you know, he's humble. He's the most humble of the Godhead. All he exists is to make known and reveal of the Father and to glorify the Son. And if you look at the Trinity, there's such great humility there. Jesus always wants to glorify the Father, and the Holy Spirit always wants to glorify the Son. And it's just beautiful how they are three in one and work together. But I love to see what the Holy Spirit does. You know, God has an agenda, and he's just as he hovered over the water, the Holy Spirit, he still hovers over us. He has things that he wants to say to his church. There's things that he wants to do, but he works in cooperation with us. When we partner with the Holy Spirit, you know, then he can do it. He's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to stay where he's not welcome. He's not going to move where you don't want him to move. And so many times we fail to see God move. I heard one person say that many times, in today's churches, that if the Holy Spirit didn't show up, they wouldn't know the difference. And they wouldn't know the difference because they came with their own agenda and not what the Spirit of God wanted to do. And that's why we want to be able to hear his voice. And we talk a lot about abiding, and we talk about, you know, John 15, remaining in Christ and having a heart that's attentive to the voice of the Lord. It's not just because we want to hear God. It's because we want to obey and do what God wants to do. And God's not looking, you know, for always for us to do something. He's looking for us to yield to him. You know, when you think about it, that all of the Godhead actually walked on the face of the earth. I mean, the Father walked during, you know, the in the cool of the garden with Adam and Eve.
Right.
And Jesus came down on earth, right, and lived, and then resurrected to be with the Father. And now the Holy Spirit is upon the earth in the lives of believers.
Amen.
And so he possesses us. And when we yield to him, then he's actually using our hands, he's using our eyes, and he's using our mouths to interact with, you know, his creation.
Mm-hmm.
And what a powerful, powerful place to be, out of the way and totally yielded to God. In order to do that, you have to be able to honor him and understand that it's not about you.
Right.
You know, it's all about him.
Yeah. Well, I think about, like, one of the recent things that you had shared, that what God shared with you is that don't neglect time with me to do something for me. And the greatest thing is, like you're saying, it's just like to be able to want to be with him and then take that one step further. And like you're saying, don't bring your agenda. Allow to have room for God. Say whatever you want to do, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to encourage you today. Make room for the Holy Spirit in your life and in your ministry. Don't come up with your agendas or a good idea. Always allow the Lord to lead you with a God idea, because that's what he wants to do. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Your adult child is back home. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Dr. Gary Chapman offers these ways that you can help your son or daughter get a job and move toward independence.
If it's a temporary thing, like let's say that they're saving money in order to get an apartment, I think we could say, okay, you can live here free for 6 months, but now after 6 months, we're going to start charging you some rent, and we're going to escalate it every month until we get up to where you can go out and get an apartment, and it's not going to cost you any more than it was costing you here. And that encourages the child and teaches them how to save money and how to move up to pay rent.
Well, if your adult child does move back home with you, you can find ways to give them more independence, but also expect more responsibility from them. and then have a family conference to communicate those expectations up front. That'll avoid unpleasant misunderstandings later. For more trusted advice, stop by focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. And the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve, and we're talking about, my goodness, some new movie coming out on the Holy Ghost. And we want to encourage you to check it out and let us know what you think, but the trailer looked pretty amazing.
Powerful.
And I'm encouraged. I like the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost, and I like when he has his way. And really, really beautiful. Well, Steve, I know you had some things you wanted to share with us. I know that the Lord's been speaking to you about purpose.
Amen.
And so talk to us, man.
Well, I know for my life, for the longest time, and many can probably attest or agree, but a lot of people ask that question. It's just like, what am I doing this for? Like, why? Why? Mm-hmm. You know, Misty Edwards shared a book. It's just why. It's just what's the point? What's the point? And it's just like it always seems to be. It's just like that one gnawing question. It's just like, what is this for? Mm-hmm. And I really got to thinking about, you know, you think about, designers or entrepreneurs or people that design things or manufacture things or come up with inventions, and everything's got a purpose. You know, you think about like a hammer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For some of us. But you think about it, it's one specific thing for the nail, or you think about a coat, and it's designed for your shoulders and to go over to keep you warm, or a hat is designed to keep the sun out of your eyes. But there's so many things that are designed for one specific purpose. Now, they can be used for different things, or,
right.
You know, your shoes for your feet, you get around with your car. And I got to thinking, too, it's just like you think about a plug. No matter if it's a toaster.
Electrical plug?
An electrical plug. It's all designed for the socket. And it's so easy to think about that if you have an architect or a designer or a creator. But you got to realize the fact that you were created.
Mm.
And we're talking about purpose. We're asking that question, why? And regardless of what problem you have in your life, God is the answer. You know, all those things that I listed, they were the answer. They were the purpose for the problem, right? And so that's the thing. God is the designer. He's the architect. He fashioned you. He's the creator. And in Psalms 139 just details that so intricately that so many times before I've just totally breezed over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that you were created in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He says,
Marvelous.
He says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in that secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. And immediately when I read that, it really began, I thought back when I was a child, I was like 12 or 13 years old. I had a great grandmother who was a knitting genius. The things that she could put together blew my mind. Mm-hmm. And one day she asked me, she says, Stephen, what's your favorite color? And I told her blue, and we happened to be walking in the store. She says, I want you to pick out a color. So I said, okay. So I pointed out a color of some fabric I liked. And like 3 months later, she presents me with this afghan. Just amazing.
What's an afghan?
It's an afghan, like a blanket, basically.
Like a blanket, yeah. Okay. Made out of material.
But she had knitted it together. And she said that she would spend hours and hours every single day just for me. And to think about that, and it's just like, you are intricately knitted together. God knitted you together, but there was a purpose of why? We're asking that question, why? God knit you together. He knew how long your fingers were going to be. He knew how many hairs on your head there would be. Mm. I mean, think about this. He designed the sound of your voice. He knew what your eyelashes were going to look like. And then he said, he's like, I knew when your kneecaps were done. It's like God knit you. But you think about it. When you read in Acts 17, you look at this and it's like, okay, I get it. Okay, so God knit me together. There's obviously a purpose that he created me. In Acts 17, it says that from one man, he made all nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. There's 7 billion people on the earth. Mm. And he appointed their times and history and the boundaries of their lands. But God did this. God did this so that they would seek out to him, to see if they would seek out to him and perhaps reach out to him and find out that God is not far from them. God put you together and he watched you grow to see if you would reach out to him. You were created for God. And so often we question, it's just like, Is that it? It's like, there's got to be more. And it's like, you remember, you know, in Genesis, it recounts the fact that he says that let's make them in our image. We were created in the image of God. And it's just like, you look at our culture and there's just a barrage of so many things against that. But that highlights so much so of the reality that this highlights how much the devil hates us. The devil hates you because you're created in God's image. Mm-hmm. And that reminds the devil of what he lost out on.
Yeah. Just that revelation alone helps you to understand there's so many people that have so much self-hatred. They have so many negative, you know, stereotypes about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a little thing that my mom or my dad gave me years ago when I was just, you know, I don't think in middle school or something, but it was in my mirror. And a little thing that said, a little card, it said, I'm okay because God doesn't make junk.
Mm.
And I'd look at that just from time to time. She might have just stuck it in. I don't know. Or maybe I might have put it in there. But how many times I'd actually reflect on that, you know, think, well, I guess, yeah, I'm okay because God doesn't make junk. And so many people, they discredit themselves. They hate themselves. They do all these different things, not realizing, listen, you were made in the image of God,
mm-hmm.
and you were made for a purpose. God has a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't just an accident, but there's a reason why you exist and you breathe and mm-hmm. you move, and God has a plan.
Yeah, when you criticize yourself, you're criticizing the work of God.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is like that reality that you were created in the image of God highlights the fact of what the devil lost out on. The devil can't have a relationship with God, but you can. And see, the thing about it is, though, so often that we discredit that choice to love God. And you think about, there's so much, you know, we've been talking about a third grade awakening and that God would pour out his spirit because darkness is increasing and morality and values. There's never been more evil than there is on the globe right now. But you think about it, and it's like when you make that choice and just says, you know, I want to know the light. I want to choose to love God. And it's like that's a special love when you're choosing to love God. So, you know, like I said, we're continuing to ask that question. Okay, well, what about this purpose? Like, so many people are frustrated because they're trying to live out a life separate from their purpose. I mean, can you imagine a rebellious hammer? It's just like, I want to be a sponge. It's just like, it's not going to work for you, man. It's just not going to work
for
you.
Give it up, bro.
Yeah. And it's just like that, it highlights that, you know, why there's so much frustration for those that are trying to live a life apart from God. And you think about it, it's like, okay, well, yeah, I know Jesus. And it's like, no, He wants us to know him, to be so intricately and so intimately with him. Think about this. If I were to ask you to describe Alaska or describe Mount Everest, to me, I'd be like cold or really, really high.
Right.
But you think about somebody that has actually taken the hours to scale. I think it's 29,000 feet. The amount of strategy that they've gone through and the preparation to stand on the summit of Mount Everest and encounter that reality, that experience, that description is going to be far different from somebody that knows of Mount Everest.
Right.
And that's what God wants us to do, is be so connected and encounter him. And like I said, it's like, it doesn't matter if you're a toaster. It doesn't matter if an electronic device, a radio, every plug was designed for the socket.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're Norwegian. It doesn't matter if you're Chilean, if you're Canadian, if you're Egyptian. There's a heart that God created in you. And your heart was designed for the heart of God. And it was amazing, something that the Holy Spirit showed me. It's like, imagine that we're a plug. And we're like, okay, I realize I need God in my life. I wish I could do this. But we just for some reason, we don't see that connection. And we want to be connected to God. But it's like, okay, I wish there was something that could connect me. And there's that intermediary, that there's that understanding that comes in between that connects us to the heart of God. And it's Jesus that allows us to connect with the heart of God, because he is God in the flesh. And that was so powerful, because this is our purpose. Mm. We're connected to be plugged into the heart of God and walk with him, and to walk in his love, to be in his love.
Yeah, that's so powerful, because you'll spend the rest of your life, if you don't understand your purpose, you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
And you're never going to, you know, things are not going to work out. You're always settling for second best.
Yeah.
When if you just found out right from the very beginning, you know, God made me the way you walk, talk, breathe, look, act, your intrinsic qualities, the things that make you uniquely you, were all by the design and handprint of God.
Mm.
When you see rare collectibles, they all have a number, and who they were created by.
Yeah.
Well, you have the print of God upon your life, because he loves you and he made you for himself. More when we come right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Why is everybody trying to live so hard that they never do? It's like, you ain't got no life. What are you trying to do? Get a bigger TV or something? Come on, get out here with God. Do something for God. I mean, you don't even have to bungee jump no more. Just walk through a whole bunch of Pharisees and say, Jesus is Lord. It's better than bungee jumping. And then we'll load you in the basket and you can go on out. Walk through your city. Think about it. In Ephesus, there was no believers in Ephesus. One man named Paul comes into the city of Ephesus and begins to preach the gospel, and it becomes a hub for the kingdom of God. One man rocks an entire city because God was with him. He was a witness. What are you doing for God? They were waiting for the power company to come out. They were waiting for the creator of all power. So you're just walking around. I mean, you know what it's like in a natural sense. You're like, man, you walk into a room and you flip the switch on, but it's like, you're out of habit. You're just flipped, but nothing happens because you have no power. You can build a house. You can run wires in it. You can put receptacles in it. You can put fixtures in it. You can put television in it. You can put all kinds of tools in it. But guess what? If you have no power, it's still what it was before you ran the wiring. In the church today, we're doing all these different things, and it's like, yeah, I understand you got wires, and understand you got receptacles, and you got pews, and you got buildings, and you got corporations, and you got all this kind of stuff. But do you have any power in that church?
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve, and we're just talking about purpose and the why God created you, why God fashioned you, why God knitted you in your mother's womb. And it's so important, because God's designed you to have a relationship with him. That's the whole reason why we live and, you know, move and, you know, have our being, is so that we can know him. Amen. That's why we're here. And if we don't, you know, walk into this revelation, we have this God's second, you know, second best, third best, you know, you're not moving in your original purpose. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you can be frustrated in your own life because you're trying to do something that you weren't made to do. Mm-hmm. Not only were you made for God, but God made you so that he's given you gifts. He's given you certain talents. He's given you your makeup so that you can accomplish a certain thing. And it's almost like, you know, air conditioner and a fan. If a fan says, listen, my purpose is to cool the room, and that fan can be on the highest setting, be plugged in all day, 24 hours, and the room will never be filled, Steve. It'll never be filled because it's operating outside of its design. It's operating outside of what it was supposed to do. An air conditioner now is meant to cool a room. Mm-hmm. But when the fan cooperates and moves within the purpose, and they complement each other, the fan will be able to move the air that the air conditioner was meant to do. You're going to be frustrated if you're trying to do something that you weren't designed to do. And I've seen people try to do this. Like, you are not a comic. No, you are not a comic. You are not a singer. I've been told that before. I've been told that I'm not a singer. And
I would have to agree with that.
You would agree?
I would agree with that.
Would you second that?
I would second it and third it.
Steve's being quiet. I don't know. Steve may think that I'm a singer.
I've heard him hit a couple tunes that are pretty on spot. A couple notes.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
A little humming.
I appreciate that. But, you know, you got to stay in your lane. You got to stay in what God's called. You got to, you know, do what God said for you to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a, you know, handyman. The hammer that you were talking about, see, in Pat's
I'll second
hand,
that. You know, I'll go ahead and fourth that. I'll skip past Pat's third.
Continue. You know, continue.
Yeah, I'll continue that.
A hammer in your hand is what?
Well no, a hammer in Pat's hand is more like a tool, you know? A hammer in my hand is more like a weapon, and I'd be the one to get hurt, you know? I mean, it is just not my gifting. Not my gifting. But I know that you wanted to talk to us about the what, and then there's, you know, the how. How do we find our purpose?
Yeah, well, that's the thing too, and it's just like we understand. Okay, God, you know, I'm meant to have a relationship with God, but the question is how. And you think about it, you know, the Bible says, it shows that God is spirit, and we must worship Him in spirit and truth. You know, Jesus came to connect us in that relationship with Him, but God took me back into Genesis, and it just totally blew me away. And real briefly, if you look at in Genesis 1. God has a conversation. He says, God created man in his own image. And he says to them, he says, God created him male and female. He created them. Then he goes on to have a conversation with them. He says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase. Then God said, and I'm skipping through verses 28 and verse 29, but he says, it's basically God's having a conversation But it's not until Genesis 2 that God creates man from the dirt. And I begin to just really look back at that. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second. And the Holy Spirit took me back to Psalms 139. It's just like God created us in that secret place. And it was just like God was having a conversation with the spirit of man before he created them in Genesis 2 when it says, and then the man became a living being. And it's like God is spirit. And I just got lost in reading Psalms 139. And I was just like, Holy Spirit, I'm like, I want to, like, where is that secret place?
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, God was actually speaking to God, you know, in the beginning, he said, let's create them in our image.
Yeah, exactly. In our, exactly. Thank you. And I was, when I was looking at that, and I was like, you know, I want to go, I was like, where is that secret place? I was like, God, I want to find that secret place with you. And I was sitting there with my Bible. I was sitting in my abiding chair. I had my pen, had my journal. And I'm dialoguing with God. I'm running it out. And I'm like, God, I was like, I want to go there with you. And I'm like, I want to find that place. And I was just so excited what God was showing me. And what God spoke to me, he said, you're in it. Mm. And what really blew me away is that God has done so much. You read through the Bible, you read through the Old Testament, and Jesus coming is God was doing all of this to restore what was lost in the garden. Mm. He did all of that to restore that Genesis 2 encounter when Adam walked with God. And it's like when we begin to see abiding like God sees abiding, that is the greatest outcome. That is the greatest purpose when we can have that relationship with God. And, you know, John, you've said many times before, it's like abiding is not something that we have to do. But it's the fact that we're able to commune and talk with and walk with God. And
we get to, right?
Yeah, exactly. We get to, and it's like when we begin to see abiding as God sees abiding, that it's so important to him that he would send his son, Jesus, to die for us so that we would be able to. And it's just like, wow, we're able to have that moment with him and talk with him. It's so much easier than all the things that we add to it.
That's absolutely so, so important because In our abiding time, that's when we'll meet God. That's when his plans for us will begin to be unveiled to us. Mm-hmm. But you know what the Bible says, can two walk together lest they be agreed? And so what happens is that, you know, we throw out our ideas of what we thought we're supposed to be doing, and we say, you know, God, since this whole idea was started and originated in you, maybe you would have the answer to why I am here. And maybe I should listen to you, and maybe I should maybe even write this thing down and walk it out. Well, listen, you can find your purpose in God. You just need to spend time with him. And he desires to show you and reveal his plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you hope in the future. And so God has had these plans from a long, long time, and he's just waiting for you to say, hey, can you bring me in? And he'll open the books, and he'll show you to reveal himself to you more and more. Well, you know, we want to talk about the goalie on the USA team. We've been sharing about him during the break, and we're going to get to him. But his name, is Tim Howard. He plays for USA. He plays in England as well. And the World Cup is something that, I mean, is right now playing. They're in Brazil. They're expecting 600 million people in Brazil at the moment. And they're watching these games over 12 cities, 12 stadiums. And the United States just recently was eliminated by Belgium in a 2-1 loss. But in the middle of this game, there are these moments where a hero on the field emerges. There's a moment where there is one player, maybe a series of player, that you say, he's on fire. Something's going on there. They're either scoring, you know, every time they touch the ball, it's going in. Or in his case, every time they're trying to score on him, he is stopping the ball. Mm-hmm. And he set a record, my understanding, is 16 saves.
Wow.
Chris had the opportunity to be a soccer dad. He has taken his kids to plenty of soccer games before. And he is a soccer professional, if you will. I wish he could be on air to share with us some of his insight. But I remember him taking his kids to soccer games and watching our kids play. But, you know, Tim Howard was just amazing. And now, like, the whole world's talking about him. He is indeed from New Jersey. I will share that with you, Steve. He is from New Jersey, and a lot of things are being said about him, but this is what he wants people to know about him, which I think is so, so cool. He says, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it, and that is the reason I do need Jesus. I try to live it. I stumble as many people do, but always in the belief that I am loved and that I'm meaningful. And he's talking about, Steve, knowing your purpose, you know, mm-hmm. why you were created and all these different things. He wants people to know that the most important thing about him is Jesus Christ. And that's so, so important because, listen, when you get to that place, whatever that place is, where you're recognized, where people begin to listen to your words and you have influence, everyone stands at a crossroads. What are you going to do? Are you going to take that glory and say, well, yep, it was all about me? Or are you going to say, wait a minute, I'm here at this moment not because of me. Don't put your eyes on mm-hmm. me. Put your eyes on Jesus. I want you to see Jesus in my mm-hmm. life more than the 16 saves, more than some other stuff. I want you to know that Jesus is the reason why I'm here. You know, he actually came to faith through his grandmother because he had a Tourette's syndrome, and he grew up with this as a young boy. And he saw his grandmother just, you know, walk with God. And he said, man, I want what she has. Mm. And he says he's been able to overcome Tourette's and so many things. He was the youngest player playing professional soccer. Mm. Youngest player drafted and playing. And his life is just kind of a cool testimony. Mm-hmm. But I always love to know the story behind the story. We see a lot of people that are doing mm-hmm. exceptional things in the world today. And then we find out, wow, there's more to that. Mm-hmm. You know, Tim Howard wasn't just a great soccer player, but he's a man that says, listen, I serve Jesus Christ. And the most important thing, don't get it twisted, it's not the 16 saves. He called me a hero. The greatest hero is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. More when we come right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
It is so cool when you're reading the Bible, isn't it, Pat? When you find out when finally your life, your Christian walk lines up with what you're actually reading in your Christian Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so cool that when you actually have a source you can go to now, because it fits your life and your life fits the word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you've been reading the Word of God and you've been reading as a history book, or you've been, somebody's told you that there's not any more miracles anymore. Somebody's, you know, told you that that doesn't apply anymore. And they've replaced the Word of God with their traditions. Mm. Let me tell you something. You know, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. His Word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. God has not changed. Men change.
That's right.
God hasn't changed. You know, if that's you, if you are presently not connected or related to a body of believers, or if you are at a place that you're, it just seems dead. It just seems dead. It's like your prayers hit the ceiling. Any conversations about going deeper in God, people don't know what you're talking about. When you're talking about, let's go do what the Bible says, and they say, no, let's just go see a movie instead. I mean, things like that. If that's where you, listen, you know, maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and the thing about it is you have to understand that when you step out of, I remember one particular person said this. Mm-hmm. They said, when I stepped out of tradition, men's tradition,
right.
and I stepped into VFN, it was like stepping right into the book of Acts chapter 4.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Listen, but you have to understand, this is not something you stick your toes in. When you want to follow God, you don't put a toe in it and find out what temperature it is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, you know, walking with God. There's so many different men and women that are walking with the Lord that are in tune with what's going on. You know, George Barna writes in his book that people are leaving the traditional church not because they want to get away from God. It's because they're wanting to maintain their walk with God. Mm-hmm. Right. Think about it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But hey,
I mean, you got to do what you got to do to stay close to God, because you stand alone before God. Mm-hmm. You stand alone before God. No witnesses and no suspects. That's you right. are there all by yourself. So you are accountable for you. And I want to encourage you, if that's you, if you're ready to dive into the things of God, to dive into the deep, and you're ready to say, I just want to believe God. I want the word to be alive and living and active in my life. I no longer want it nullified, but I want it to be living and active in my life. Maybe VFN's for you. VFN stands for Vine Fellowship Network, a network of abiding churches who are rightly related, seeking to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. Go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org.
I remember when I had to hire folks for employment and fire folks, and I just never liked doing that. It yeah, just I felt it was so that. Uncomfortable, man. Yeah. It was, I would stay up all night. I mean, it was the most difficult thing in the world for me to do. I mean, just could not do. I was horrible at it. And I think I was more nervous than the person. It was like, it's okay. It's all right. I understand. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. And I used to work with a gentleman at one time. He was like the general manager at one place I worked. And I was another manager. And we would, we had to, you know, fire some folks. He would have me come in the office with him, and we would speak to the employee. And he had such an amazing way, or interest, let's say amazing, say interesting way of
unique.
Yeah, unique. That's a good way.
To
unique
say the least.
Way of letting people go, firing them. When he would say, like, Pat, listen, I brought you in here to the office. I want to talk about your performance. And I just want to let you know that we appreciate your efforts here at the job and what you're doing. But as of right now, we're terminating your employment. And we appreciate you giving a good effort and trying, and thank you very much. And if you need anything else, you know, please feel free to let us know. But we're, you know, thank you very much. And he'd walk out.
Short and sweet.
And they look at me like, did I just get fired? Like, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yes, sir. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. That, and they were like, okay. You know, and it's like, wow. Just like that. And he was able to do it. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, my goodness.
Smooth. Wow. That's so smooth.
And it was interesting. And the key phrase here is that we're terminating your employment. Not you. The employment. So they're able to save face, because they can say, hey, you know.
Hey, that's right. Hey, they got rid of my job. It wasn't me after all.
I feel so much better that I didn't get fired.
It was my employment that got terminated. My employment got terminated.
My job got removed from me, not me for it.
Oh my goodness.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And we were talking before the break about Tim Howard, the goalie for the USA soccer team, who says, listen, I want you to know me for who Christ is in me, not just for all the stuff that I do on the field, which I think is admirable. I mean, at age 22, he was the youngest professional player in soccer league, and he's done phenomenally well. And he just goes back to saying, he says, I'm certainly just a vehicle for Christ. This is in an interview. He moves me and the Spirit moves me in miraculous ways. And that's from dealing with Tourette's syndrome to the pressures of playing on this type of level that he's playing on. And that's so cool when we can point back and say, listen, I'm not just what you see here in the public eye. But there's something that's driving me. There's something that's influencing my life. And if I don't tell you, you're going to think it's me. If you don't tell me, you're going to think it's my education or what I've learned or the skill set. Mm-hmm. But you got to know that I'm nothing apart from Jesus Christ. He is everything. And if he doesn't touch me, if he doesn't move me, then I just won't be moved.
Right.
And so kudos to Tim. And we're rooting for you in the next, next 4 years when they come back.
Is it every four?
I think it's every 4 years of World Cup. He plays for a team in England right now, I guess, when the regular soccer season. But every 4 years for the World Cup. So it's still going, and we'll continue to bring you some highlights. But I wanted to speak with you still in this hour about those who know their God will do great exploits. It's what's said in Daniel 11:32. And when we genuinely encounter God and remain in an abiding place with him, an abiding relationship, you know, we encounter him and we get to know him and he gets to know us. And what's unique about that is that certainly God knows who we are. I mean, he knows everything about us. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that he can get to know us from the standpoints of our thoughts, of our feelings, of our desires, and our disappointments. And how does he do that? Well, oftentimes as a parent, you may know some information about your child just by simply observing them, or by revelation, God can tell you something about them. However, there comes a point in your relationship with your child where they can begin to communicate and they can begin to share their feelings, their desires, mm-hmm. their likes, their dislikes, their joys, and their pains. And in doing so, you're walking into a place of relationship with them that, yeah, you may have seen and observed that they were hurt, but when they communicated that hurt or they communicated that joy, you saw a bit of their personality, you saw a bit of their expression, and there was a common bonding that occurred as a result of this transaction. Mm-hmm. And when we know God in that way, see, we know God, we can learn of his ways, we can learn of his word, we can learn of his character and of his makeup, but then God gets to learn of us as well too. He experiences the same thing that we experience in a way when we're interacting with someone else. We are sharing our heart with him. And when we engage God, we'll continue to grow in him. We'll continue to understand his ways. We'll understand who we are in him. And we begin a journey in which we receive this insight and revelation. And the two strongest emotions that we can feel on any level, and I think they're the two strongest emotions that God feels, is love and hate. See, when you begin to walk with the Lord and abide with him in a relationship, he begins to share his heart with you as you're reading his word. And he begins to show you the things that he loves. Mm-hmm. Believe me, he loves creation. Everything hangs on love. The commandments hang on loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. See, God is love. Right, so when you abide with God, you get an understanding and a dimension of who he is, but then you also get a dimension and an understanding of what he hates. He hates evil, he hates sin, and he hates anything that separates you from the love of God. And so we're talking about those that know their God. When you know who God is, when you know his character, when Christ is being formed in you, then you are walking in a place of maturity where you can begin to walk in dominion on the face of this earth and do great exploits, great heroic feats for him. Because, you know, listen, I know God. He's not a figment of my imagination. I don't know of him or about him. I know him because we talk. Mm. I pray. He answers. I read his word. I move in faith and things happen. And we want to share with you about an encounter a woman had in Philadelphia that was recorded by Fox Philly, because she actually knew God. She was able to step in and save somebody else who potentially was going to be, you know, taken down. I want you to watch this report as we come back.
Story you're seeing first on Fox, new dramatic video showing the kindness of a stranger. Police say it shed some light on a string of bizarre incidents on SEPTA's Broad Street line. You can see a bystander as she helps protect a young woman and her baby from a man authorities say would later go on to attack a SEPTA officer. Fox 29's Seanette Wilson talked to that Good Samaritan tonight. Seanette?
Well, Ian, this woman said she could not stand by and risk a mother and her newborn baby getting hurt. She stood between a man who later proved to be violent when police say he left this particular incident and attacked a SEPTA cop soon after.
Every time I was blocking him, I was saying the blood of Jesus is against you.
Tamika Bates is the woman seen in this surveillance video on a SEPTA train, boldly standing between a woman holding her week-old baby girl and a man allegedly harassing her.
I said, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You will not touch this woman.
Tamika says she and the woman both got on at Erie Avenue. She noticed the suspect, who police have identified as 40-year-old Stephen Mason, following the woman as she sat down, then got up and moved.
He asked, could he see the baby? And she ignored him. Then he asked again, oh, you're not going to let me see the baby? And she looked up at him and said, no. So that upset him a little bit. Then he went to go reach to move the blanket. But she shooed his hand away.
As others sat by and watched, Tamika says she felt compelled to help.
And I said, miss, just stay with me and I'll protect you. I have you covered. Don't worry.
Watch the suspect standing behind Tamika as she moves side to side to shield the woman. She says Mason didn't appear to be right as he repeatedly tried to talk to the woman.
He said, the rats are coming. They're coming to get us. They're coming to get us. Look, you need to go with me.
When the train stopped at Susquehanna and Dauphin, Tamika, who is a minister at Resurrection Evangelistic Church, said the woman broke down crying as she escorted her off the train. Mason stayed behind.
I didn't fear what was in him because I knew the greater being within me could defeat what was actually in him.
Incredible, right? So the mother was reportedly taking her baby to Temple Hospital because she wasn't breathing right when this happened. Tamika says knowing now what the suspect is accused of still would not change what she did to help that woman. Shaunette Wilson, Fox 29 News. Dawn.
All right, thank you.
Wow. Come on now. Greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. She understood. She knew who God was. And who he was on the inside of her.
Wow. Amen.
I mean, she said, listen, I'm going to stand in the gap. Those that do know their God will do great exploits, great heroic feats. And here she is on a train with other men on this train, other people on this train.
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Hello. And she gets up, and this other guy was a very big guy.
Yeah, he wasn't small.
He wasn't a small guy. And she stands in between that which was attacking someone who was helpless holding a baby.
Yeah.
And she steps up to the woman and says, don't worry.
I got this.
I got this. I got you. I got you protected.
I'll protect you.
I got you protected. Think about that.
Beautiful.
Think about that. How many of those opportunities are awaiting us where we don't sit idly by and we see injustices happening. I'm not, you know, saying, hey, play a hero. I'm not. This woman knew God. She was compelled to get up and say, no, not on my watch. Right. I'm not going to allow this to happen. And because she knew God and she walked with God, she was able to step out on God and say, no, the blood of Jesus is against you. And when we understand the type of authority that we have in the Lord, we'll be able to do things like that. And are doing things like that. The man couldn't even touch her. He could have pushed her away. He couldn't even get near her. Couldn't even get near her.
Nope.
And obviously the man, because of what was saying, obviously was being oppressed or maybe possessed by, you know, the enemy and you know, you can go on and on with that. But he had no choice but to submit to the name of Jesus. And that's what we're talking about. So we want to encourage you to be discipled. You know, you may have been on a wrong path in your life that led to all kind of different roads, but now you're on the right path. You found the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, now that you're on the right path, guess what you got to do? You got to walk. You got to walk on the right path. And the path is Jesus. It's a narrow road. And as you're spending time in, you know, with him and you're being discipled and you're growing in your faith and in your relationship, let me tell you something. God's going to rise up on the inside of you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And you can begin to step out boldly and share the love of God with people. You can step up boldly and stand in a gap for those that are being hurt and abused. And you can be the one to usher them into the presence of God and to the revelation of the saving knowledge of his Son. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.